This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Tonight, the Democratic National Convention concludes with Vice President Kamala Harris accepting her party's presidential nomination. She'll roll out her vision for the nation. Last night, her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, addressed the convention. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Tim Walz has accepted the Democratic vice presidential nomination, using a primetime speech to introduce himself to America. A relative unknown just 2 weeks ago, Walz spoke in Chicago's United Center to a roaring crowd.
Thank you for bringing the joy to this fight.
He described his upbringing in small-town Nebraska, to teaching in Minnesota, to running for Congress in a deeply GOP district with zero experience and money.
Never underestimate a public school teacher.
Walz says the team is down a field goal in the fourth quarter, but has the ball and is driving.
And boy, do we have the right team.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Donald Trump took a swing at Kamala Harris during a campaign rally yesterday in Asheboro, North Carolina.
If Comrade Kamala wins this November, World War III is virtually guaranteed to happen. Everything she touches, she destroys.
This could affect those of us in the U.S. Both of Canada's major freight railroads have come to a full stop because of a contract dispute with their workers. All rail traffic in Canada and all shipments crossing the U.S. border have stopped. FBI Director Christopher Wray says the U.S. is facing heightened threats from many corners. He mentioned cyber attacks, though he didn't reveal any details in an exclusive interview with the AP. The National Weather Service is warning that triple-digit heat is continuing in parts of the nation. Texas, Oklahoma, it's going to hit 103 in Las Vegas today. This is AP News. Ukraine's President Zelensky toured the northeastern Ukrainian region of Sumy this morning, his first visit to the border area since his forces entered Russian territory more than 2 weeks ago. But there's also word this morning that some Ukrainian troops are walking away from the battlefield. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian commanders and soldiers say some troops are refusing to fire at the enemy, while others struggle to assemble weapons or to coordinate basic combat movements. A few have even walked away from their posts, abandoning the battlefield altogether. The commanders made the comments to the AP as Ukraine's losing precious ground along the country's eastern front. The commanders blame the erosion in part on poorly trained recruits drawn from a recent mobilization drive, as well as Russia's clear superiority in ammunition and air power. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.